The Democratic Alliance can confirm that we will be taking legal steps to have the decision to grant medical parole to Jacob Zuma reviewed. We believe this decision to be patently unlawful and unfair, and we will, by way of an application through the courts, seek the record of decision that led to the granting of this medical parole. If it turns out that the National Commission of Correctional Services, Arthur Fraser, used his discretion to override the decision of a review panel, there is a specific process he would have had to have followed. This process includes obtaining a full medical report by independent doctors over and above Jacob Zuma's own doctors. Such a report would need to be presented to the parole board and the relevant doctors, and only then can the commissioner use his discretion to override the decision. Our review is going to seek to determine whether these processes were followed, and if so, whether they took place in the correct order. It is crucial that this process is not manipulated for personal political gain, particularly following the embarrassing debacle 12 years ago where Shabir Sheikh was granted medical parole on equally spurious grounds. If our suspicions are confirmed by this record of decision, it will prove once again why the ANC should not be allowed to deploy its cadres into key positions across the state. In the case of Arthur Fraser, his murky past as Jacob Zuma's spy master should have disqualified him immediately from being promoted to being the head of prisons in South Africa by President Ramaphosa. It is highly unlikely that this deployment, where he could continue to do the ANC's bidding, was a coincidence. It's absolutely essential for the principle of equality before the law that we understand the process used here, and if there has been wrongdoing, that those people are held accountable for it. You cannot have one set of laws for South Africans and another set of laws for ANC cadres. And that is why this case is going to be so crucially important.